Chapter 23. I'm pretty sure that Deborah took young Mr. Bad Hair Day back to the lounge, because when I looked up again, she was standing in front of me, alone. In spite of her blue uniform, she didn't look at all like a cop right now. She looked worried, like she couldn't decide whether to yell or to cry, like a mommy whose special little boy had let her down in a big way. "Well?" she demanded, and I had to agree that she had a point. "Not terribly," I said. "You?" She kicked a chair. It fell over. "God damn it, Dexter. Don't give me that clever shit. Tell me something. Tell me that wasn't you." I didn't say anything. "Well then, tell me it is you. Just tell me something. Anything at all." I shook my head. There was really nothing to say, so I just shook my head again. "I'm pretty sure it isn't me," I said. "I mean, I don't think so." Even to me, that sounded like I had both feet firmly planted in the land of lame answers. "What does that mean, pretty sure?" Deb demanded. "Does that mean you're not sure? Then it might be you in that picture?"
"Well," I said, a truly brilliant riposte, considering. "Maybe. I don't know."
"And does I don't know mean you don't know whether you're going to tell me, or does it mean that you really don't know if that's you in the picture?" "I'm pretty sure it isn't me, Deborah," I repeated, "but I really don't know for sure. It looks like me, doesn't it?" "Shit," she said, and kicked the chair where it lay. It slammed into the table. "How can you not know, goddammit?"
"It is a little tough to explain."
"Try!"
I opened my mouth, but for once in my life, nothing came out. As if everything else wasn't bad enough, I seemed to be all out of clever, too. I've been having these dreams, but, Deb, I really don't know," I said, and I may have actually mumbled it.
"Shit, shit, shit," said Deborah. "Kick, kick, kick."
And it was very hard to disagree with her analysis of the situation. All my stupid, self-mutilating musings swam back at me with a bright and mocking edge. Of course it wasn't me. How could it be me? Wouldn't I know it if it was me? Apparently not, dear boy. Apparently you didn't actually know anything at all, because our deep, dark, dim little brains tell us all kinds of things that swim in and out of reality. But pictures don't lie. Deb unleashed a new volley of savage attacks on the chair, and then straightened up. Her face was flushed very red, and her eyes looked more like Harry's eyes than they ever had before.
"All right," she said. "It's like this."
And she blinked and paused for a moment as it occurred to both of us that she had just said a Harry thing. And for a second, Harry was there in the room between me and Deborah. The two of us so very different, and yet still both Harry's kids, the two strange fists of his unique legacy. Some of the steel went out of Deb's back, and she looked human, a thing I hadn't seen for a while. She stared at me for a long moment, and then turned away.
"You're my brother, Dex," she said.
I was very sure that was not what she had originally intended to say.